This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. October 1st is a key date in the rollout of the Affordable Care Act, which even President Obama has called Obamacare. Beginning October 1st, consumers can shop for health insurance via online marketplaces called exchanges. Some states, like Georgia, where officials are still fighting the new law, have refused to set up their own exchanges, leaving that job in their states to the feds. But other states have set up their own exchanges and launched aggressive consumer information and education drives, and one of those is Nevada. To learn how things are going in a state that's taken a different approach from Georgia's, I spoke with John Hager, executive director of Nevada's Silver State Health Insurance Exchange. In part two, I asked him whether recent delays in the implementation of some parts of the ACA, including the employer mandate, have caused trouble for states like Nevada. There have been delays in implementations of different parts of Obamacare. The employer mandate was delayed, and now we have a delay in actually the limit on how much costs can go up, if I understand it correctly. Does that concern you that maybe this isn't ready for prime time?
Well, this certainly has been a very quick implementation. These systems that we're putting online in a little over a month are very complicated systems. They are typically built over a series of years, over 3 years, 4 years, and we're building it all in 1 year. So it's certainly complicated. There have been some delays, nothing that we've seen that would prevent the states from proceeding with the state-based exchange or proceeding with the federally facilitated exchange. The delay of the employer mandate does not impact us that significantly. If anything, it would increase slightly our enrollment in the exchange, which will help our sustainability. It's not necessarily the way we want to increase our enrollment numbers. We want to make sure that people get health insurance through the mechanisms that they have available to them. But certainly, we don't think that that will significantly negatively impact Nevada's exchange. And then there are things like the delay of the employee choice in the small group exchange that was delayed back in March or April. Well, we were already ready to go forward with that, and we've designed our system to give employees choice. So we'll be moving forward with that, even though that's optional through 2015. So certainly there are things that have been delayed, and I think the feds, just like the states, are reallocating their resources to the things that are most important to implementing the exchanges. So we've been looking at what we've got to get done and making sure that we have everything that we need to make the minimum requirements met and to get as much done that we think is necessary to provide a good user experience, and we think we'll be ready for it by 10-1.
Just as an administrator, with all of the delays, with all of the hiccups that have happened, as President Obama has called them, do you think that this is something that ultimately can be worked through? Or is it, as some of its critics have said, broken from the beginning?
Well, if you're looking at broken from the beginning, I think that is certainly on the political angle. Mechanically, this will certainly work. We've got a good plan in place. You can go to our website, exchange.nv.gov, and look at all the business plans and all the processes that we've gone through and policy decision that we've gone through to make a good solid product. The political issue is whether or not the APTC can be sustainable, and we'll have to wait and see how that goes.
And the APTC is what?
I'm sorry, that's a tax credit, the advanced premium tax credit to help lower the cost of insurance for lower income Americans. So I think from a political issue, it's the sustainability of the tax credit, and we'll have to see over time. According to the reports that we see, the tax credit, the Affordable Care Act, is sustainable. But, of course, critics say it's not. So that is something that the politicians will have to decide on. From a mechanical perspective, we have all the processes in place. We have all the systems in place necessary to make this thing work 10-1 and beyond. And so we'll have to just see what the future holds.
If states delay implementing it and then come on later, will your experience in Nevada, do you think, help states, whether it's Georgia or some other, even though they may have, as we mentioned, big differences in their demographic landscape from Nevada?
Oh, absolutely. I think any state can learn from the other states that have already implemented. You know, we started this process. There was not a whole lot of information. Most states were looking to Massachusetts, which had implemented an exchange. My understanding is the Affordable Care Act was based largely on the Massachusetts experience. However, the Massachusetts experience is significantly different from the way the exchanges will be operated in the future. And so while we have used them, we've also used each other. We have plagiarized from the California exchange, and they've plagiarized from us. We've helped out New Mexico and Idaho. They're getting started, and we have been in lots of meetings with other states. We've used a lot of stuff from Colorado. We also noticed that a lot of things that we create in Nevada are promulgated out there from other states and copied, and we welcome that. So we understand that this has been quite the learning experience, and that states that decide at a later date to become state-based exchanges will need assistance, and we are happy to provide that assistance if that's what they choose to do.
What's the biggest thing they will have to do?
The first thing you need to do is get a good staff, get some good vendors, and get a good business plan in place. It's certainly a very complicated process, and you learn a ton about growth management, about change management, trying to get people motivated to move in the same direction. You have to get the stakeholders involved in moving in the same direction as well. One of the nice things that we did right off the bat was put all of our documentation online so that the entire world could see our products, warts and all. You know, any issue that we have, we wanted people to see what we were doing, what our problems were, so that the public and the stakeholders could provide us with solutions. You know, we recognize that we've got a bright team here. We've got, you know, really good staff and really good vendors, but we don't see everything and we don't know everything, and we need the input of the public. So getting that stakeholder input and being fully transparent has certainly helped out the Nevada Exchange. But I would say certainly the first thing you need to do is hire good staff and contract with good vendors. Make sure you've got a good team in place to make sure you can meet the deadlines.
How concerned are you that there won't be big increases in costs as this goes along, that states will end up having to pay a whole lot more than they anticipated, and number two, that you won't get the uninsured covered in the numbers that had been hoped?
Those are definitely two sides of the same coin, the cost and the enrollment. And certainly, you never know what the future holds. What I would say is I think we've come up with a pretty good business plan. We actually estimated our costs out to 2021, but certainly you can't, you know, see everything, and my crystal ball is a little bit foggy, and I'm not sure exactly what's going to happen next year. We have estimated in Nevada that we'll have 118,000 enrollees on our plan, and that's about one-sixth of our current uninsured population. I know that our enrollment targets are, that our actual enrollment will be wrong. I just don't know by how much and in which direction. So we think that we've got pretty good enrollment targets. They are midway between what the various federal government organizations have guessed. I believe the CMS Office of the Actuary estimated uptake somewhere in the 70% range, while the Congressional Budget Office estimated uptake somewhere in the 20% range. So we picked 40%. So we're kind of in the middle there. We think it makes sense, but the big concern, of course, is if we don't have the enrollment that we expect, it will increase the per member per month cost because of our fixed costs. And so we will have to either increase costs to the carriers, which is passed through to the consumers, or we will have to cut costs, which means laying off staff, potentially reducing vendor costs. We need to make sure that whatever costs we do cut doesn't significantly impact the quality of service that we provide. So it's a delicate balance, and we simply don't know. There is no historical data to really suggest what our enrollment will be. We can take guesses from the Massachusetts experience or from other enrollments in things like, say, the Medicare Part D program that was created in 2005, but we simply don't know. So that is one of the reasons why we are marketing so hard, trying to make sure that the message is out there to Nevadans to get insurance.
This may be way too simplistic a question, and if it is, let me know. But based on your experience so far and knowing that there's a long way to go, are you optimistic in Nevada that your experience with Obamacare will eventually work and that more people will be covered and more people will be able to afford health care?
I am optimistic, and I think part of this job is you have to be optimistic. You can't be pessimistic. You know, we are hoping for the best. We're preparing for the worst. We've got, like I said, a lot of risk mitigation procedures in place to make sure that we are flexible enough to get done what needs to be done. But time will tell. It's difficult to say. This is an enormous experiment at the national level. One of the interesting things about the state-based exchange is that each state is doing it a little bit different, and so you get best practices from each of the states and learn from each other to make your product a little bit better. So while there are plenty of folks out there that would rather not have state-based exchanges, have a national exchange or a single-payer system, this certainly provides us with the ability to use best practices to continually improve our processes based not just on our experiences but the experiences of other states. So we hope that that will help out in the future for other states that decide to go with a state-based exchange or help out the federally facilitated exchange make their products better for those states that decide not to do it. And I think in the long run for Nevada, it will pan out well for Nevada.
John Hager is Executive Director of the Silver State Health Insurance Exchange in Nevada. Mr. Hager, thanks so much for being with us. We'll check back with you to see how it's going.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Dennis.